I'm Andrea Hunter here for Bill Richardson today. This is the Roundup. Our phone number here is 1-888-SAD-GOAT. If you'd like to call from wherever you are and give us your station ID. It's time now for the next tension-filled episode of Mary Marvelous, a mother of two with superpowers, torn between being a mom and saving the world. In today's episode, can Mary resist the temptation of going logo? Here is Mary Goes Logo by Beverly Cooper, starring Catherine Disher as Mary Fobbs, original music by Donald Kwan.
Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us if she can stop a bus. Mary Fobbs started her day like any other day in May, but strange things happened, you might say, on that day in May.
The toaster started to smoke, and with her knife she began to poke.
Mistake! Zap! Electrocution is no joke. The Fobbs thought Mary was a goner as they gathered all around her, but she was okay, better than ever she did say.
For Mary's powers have been released, her mother Wanda is really pleased.
She can fly!
Ah, she can lift heavy objects!
She can dinner!
She can save the world!
Can she get a babysitter?
Sure she can!
So,
hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's the one to help us, the one to save us. Hooray for Mary Marvelous! She's just like us and she can stop a bus. Hooray for Mary Marvelous!
Who wants pancakes?
A game?
I'll have that toaster repaired a few weeks, I promise.
Oh, shh, Charlie, it's okay. Sweet, Charlie bit me again. He's got the sharpest of chompers.
He bit your breast. That's so gross.
Maybe it's time to stop nursing him.
I didn't even hear that, Bob. Okay, Bob, where was I? Now, you're going to write the protest letters to the Board of Education.
Uh-huh.
Pick up the groceries and the diapers, and I'm going to wash the kitchen floor, make the dentist appointments, and buy Harriet some new running shoes.
You're not going to that bargain shoe place again, are you?
They have good shoes for an excellent price.
All of my friends have electric athletics running shoes, the ones with the lightning bolts on the side. They're the best! They make you run faster and everything.
Electric athletics? Is that the latest thing?
Bob, don't sound square.
Square is square, Mary.
Emma let me try hers on. They're really comfortable. The ones I have now hurt my feet.
That's because they're too small. Harriet, electric athletic shoes are over $100, and we can't afford that.
You spend that much on your shoes.
That was once, 10 years ago, and I'm still wearing them.
Isn't my happiness worth it? Or do you want me to be scarred for life by always being the nerd with her cheap bargain store running shoes?
We interrupt your radio program for this important announcement. A young boy has fallen from the mammoth maple he was climbing, only to have his fall stopped by a branch that snagged his shirt. The child now hangs precariously over the rushing torrent of the Grand River.
Oh.
All efforts to reach the boy have so far failed. The branch is cracking!
Oh.
Where is Mary Marvelous? Mary Marvelous, if you can hear me, please help this poor boy. This is Muffet Marks for Capital City News. We now return to our regularly scheduled program.
Poor little fellow. I wonder if that Mary Marvelous woman will be able to help the little gaffer.
I have to go.
Right now?
Shopping. I saw some shoes on sale. One pair left. Can you make Harriet's lunch?
Charlie needs a diaper change.
There's no stopping your mother when she smells a bargain.
Little fellow.
Thanks, Mary Marvelous.
Now, next time, Think twice about climbing such high trees, okay?
Okay, I will. Mommy, did you see me fly?
So, this is the illustrious Mary Marvelous. Oh, well. Let me introduce myself, Samuel Lyman.
Well, how do you do?
And my colleague, Batilda Rocket.
Charmed.
We want to parlay with you, Miss Marvelous.
Well, actually, I have quite a full schedule.
I'm sure you do, Miss Marvelous, but...
Sam, my mom wants to know when I get paid.
No panic. Batilda has your check, Ola.
Written in gold ink.
What? I did pretty good, huh? Did you like how I kept saying help and stuff?
You're a star. Here's your recompense. Now run along to Mommy.
Mom, we got $300.
Did I just read that correctly? This whole thing was a setup? How dare you waste
You're
my time?
You're very difficult to get a hold of. Couldn't find any listing in the phone book.
We had no choice, Miss Marvelous.
But that boy could have been hurt.
If you had a web page or something, we could have...
We want to do business. It'll be to your advantage to talk turkey.
Oh, well, okay. I guess I have a few minutes.
There's one of those jazzy Java joints around the corner. Why don't we sashay over there?
I need another order of home fries, two Sunday specials, and a glass of H2O. How many?
We need a quiet table for three.
Yeah, we don't serve up quiet. We serve up food, and we're jammed to the rafters. It'll be half an hour minimum.
Oh, I can't really wait
that
long.
Hey, you're Mary Marvelous.
Oh,
I didn't see you back there in your cape and everything.
Oh, well.
I saw you on the news the other day, yeah. Saving the man on top of the big bank tower. I'll get you a table for sure.
You're becoming quite the media, darling.
Oh, really? Well, I don't pay too much attention.
We're paying very close attention.
You can have this table right here.
Thanks. We're in a bit of a hurry. Why don't you just bring us three specials?
Sure. Maybe Ms. Marvelous wouldn't mind giving me her autograph right on that napkin there?
Why, sure.
I got a pen. Make it out to Shirley.
There you go, Shirley.
Thanks. Three specials, double quick!
May I call you Mary?
Oh, sure.
Mary, since we're all busy people, why don't we just cut to the chase? Batilda and I represent a large sportswear company called Electric Athletics.
Electric Athletics? Why, just this morning I heard a small girl talking about how much she wanted a pair of your running shoes.
The whole world desires our running shoes, for the moment. But it's a cutthroat market out there. We must constantly stroke and manipulate our image to keep that desire at its peak.
We're interested in you doing some promotional work for us. Your regular person slash superhero image is exactly what our concept is all about.
You want me to try out a pair of sneakers?
Oh, that's so cute. Mary, we have something a little more sophisticated in mind.
We want you to be the new image of Electric Athletics. Brand your cape with our lightning bolt logo, put the image of the flying Mary Marvelous on our promotional materials, and so forth.
Like a flying billboard? Someone may mistake me for the Goodyear blimp.
We're talking classy.
Oh.
Electric Athletics is not just a company, but a way of life. Just mention our slogan, I did it, and young people around the world are inspired to accomplish amazing things. Now we need a proactive role model to encourage the stay-at-home moms, the workers behind their desks, the dads who are too busy to get out their duffs and join the human race. The very lesson of exercise and good sportsmanship will make this planet a better place to live.
Well, I don't know.
We're willing to pay you $500,000.
$500,000?
Profits are bouncing through the roof. Jump on our bandwagon, Mary Marvelous, and share in our glory.
I'm gonna make a phone call. I think I saw a payphone back here.
Yellow.
Mom, I need your advice.
Oh, my Lord, I'm not well. My heart!
Have you been taking your baby aspirin?
I just about had a coronary thinking about you asking me for anything other than my prime years to babysit your son.
Mother, would you stop it?
All right, so what would you like my sage advice on?
Electric Athletics wants me to be their spokesperson.
You?
Mary Marvelous.
And you're considering selling your soul to the devil?
They pay me $500,000.
What, you're asking my advice? Uh-huh. Come on, sign on the dotted line.
We could sure use the money.
Well,
I can't remember the last time Bob and I weren't pinching pennies.
But it could take a lot of time away from the kids. On the other hand, I could quit my day job and really do some good in the world. You know, be a full-time superhero. But
yeah.
Where will I tell Bob I'm getting the money from? He still hasn't got a clue that I'm Mary Marvelous.
Well, tell him you've got a surprise inheritance.
I already feel like a big fat liar.
Oh, Mary, listen, your Bob is no fool. I mean, he's got more brains than most, but he's in his own world. The world of the librarian. He needs to be protected.
Harriet's gonna need braces next year. That's $5,000, and I could buy myself some new clothes.
Well, you could get your mother a decent Christmas present for once.
You told me you wanted oven mitts, Mother.
Mary, people don't mean it when they say they want oven mitts. They mean oven mitts with a pretty little gold bracelet tucked inside.
I've got to go.
Listen, take the money and run.
Yeah, thanks for the sage advice, Mom. That special looks delicious.
I think it's so adorable that you don't have a cell phone.
Okay, here's what I think. I'll wear the logo on my cape and the runners. You can use my image in your ads, but no commercials or mall openings and stuff like that.
Exactly. Your mystique is part of your charm.
And I want a pair of free girls runners, size 1.
Oh, honey, you can have all the free shoes you want.
I did have a contract last night.
Already?
How could you say no to $500,000? After all, you're an up-and-coming superhero. For your first endorsement, you could do a lot worse than Electric Athletics. It is your first endorsement, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, you sign here, 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 and here.
This is happening awfully fast.
Use the gold pen.
Oh, all right. Well,
here goes nothing.
We took the liberty of bringing along a prototype of your cape. It's the usual plaid with a large EA lightning bolt on the back and some running shoes. I figure you're about a 7.5.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Try them on.
Okay.
There'll be a big improvement over those brown clodhoppers. We've also been working on a cartoon image to imprint on various sporting products. I think you'll be pleased.
Here's a copy of the contract. Pleasure doing business with you, Miss Marvelous.
Thank you. Well, I'd better run.
How do those shoes feel?
They squeak.
They're supposed to.
Oh.
They wouldn't be Electric Athletics without the squeak.
Oh, well, I guess I owe some money here.
Ooh, this one's on us.
Thanks. See you soon, I guess.
You sure will.
I can't believe that was Mary Marvelous. I'm going to frame her autograph with maybe a picture and hang it on the wall.
You do. And we'll have a team of litigators here so fast your head will rotate 360 degrees.
Oh.
We own Mary Marvelous now.
Don't think we won't be back to check up on you.
Oh.
Superheroic deeds of her own Mary Marvelous would make any innocent bystander think she's everywhere these days. Rescuing stranded kittens, bringing burglars to justice, dousing burning buildings, and exposing unlawful polluters all seem to be a part of a day's work for the prolific Ms. Marvelous. I'm standing outside the old Kemco factory, home of Mary Marvelous's latest quest for justice. She has just uncovered a mob of polluters that have ties to the provincial government. Oh, there she is now! Mary, do you have time for a few words?
Oh, well, sure. Hello, Muffet.
Tell me, Ms. Marvelous, how did you uncover the polluter's ring of complicity?
Using my X-ray vision, I was able to see secret files that exposed the provincial government's knowledge of the streams of toxic chemicals flowing into the Grand and their decision to turn a blind eye.
What would we do without Mary Marvelous?
Oh.
This is Muffet Marks for Capital City News. Thanks, Mary. You know, I wanted to ask you something. I was just
Excuse us, but we need to talk to our client.
Oh, okay.
Sam, Batilda. Mary, word has come down from the Electric Athletics top dogs, and it's not all positive.
No?
You're representing one of the greatest success stories in marketing history.
They want you to nix any political overtones to your superhero deeds. Shutting down the factory is one thing, but exposing politicians is another.
Yeah, you need to widen the scope of your actions. Think global. For instance, saving passengers in a runaway train would attract international coverage.
Oh, okay. I've really got to go. Swimming season has started at the beach, and there's always a foolish little toddler who doesn't listen.
You're scheduled with us this afternoon.
Contractual Obligation Clause 32A.
Didn't you put it in your poem, Pilot?
We managed to requisition a cell phone for you, so you'll be able to keep in constant touch.
What is Clause 32A?
Photo shoot. Don't worry, we'll make you look fabulous.
I'll need hair and makeup in Miss Marvel's dressing room. Pronto.
We're looking for shots of you looking heroic and superhero-like.
We've come up with a new costume that's a little slicker, a little meaner, a little glossier.
It's got a built-in girdle to try to flatten that tummy ring. Have you tried that Suzanne Summers diet? The pounds just melted away.
Then we'll get some shots of you relaxing, like you've just, you know, saved the world and need some downtime.
Lisa in makeup is going to do a faux bruise on your left cheek. Get that feeling of risk and danger to your image.
My God. What are we going to do with your hair?
I don't know. I appreciate the cell phone, but I was wondering when my first payment is going to
be made. It's got a belt attachment and an earphone. It's all set up. The phone number's on the box.
Where is makeup? They've got a ton of work to do.
Did you hear back from the image consultant?
I feel like a piece of poo. No amount of money is worth feeling like poo. If Bob knew I'd sold out, he'd hate me. Bob, how does this stupid thing work? Send.
East Central Library.
Bob!
Mary?
Do you still love me, Bob?
Last time I got in touch with my feelings, I loved you very much.
Oh, that's good. Bob?
Yes?
I got a cell phone today.
What are you wanting with one of those? We'll be ringing in restaurants.
Oh, when was the last time that we ate in a restaurant? It'll help us stay in touch. I'll give you the phone number.
Is everything all right, Mrs. Fox?
Yes. Bob?
Hmm?
Bob, can you bring up a company on the internet for me? I need a little information.
Sure. Let me get set up here.
Look up Electric Athletics.
There it is, home of the multinational conglomerate Electric Athletics, the pretty little town of Sleepyville, quiet tree-lined streets, children playing happily, lovely old Main Street, and, oh my gosh, what's that monstrosity? The buildings sprawl like the corporate headquarters of Electric Athletics.
I help you?
Yes, I'm
Mary Marvelous. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it. Look, girls, it's Mary Marvelous in the flesh.
Thank you.
Oh my.
Sorry to gush, Miss Marvelous, but we push paper here all day long, and most of the paper has your picture on it. Nobody from upstairs ever comes our way, and could I have your autograph?
Sure. Up.
Sign my shoe, okay? It's Electric. To my good friend Pody, love always, Mary Marvelous. I followed your career in the Enquirer. I really liked it when you rescued the Chihuahua dog from the speeding convertible. That was so sweet. So, what brings you down to old Sleepyville?
Well, I thought that if I was going to endorse a product, I'd better see how it's made.
Oh, that's rich. None of the product is actually made by EA. No, it's all contracted out. Nobody's in the business of making anything anymore. They just sell it. You can watch us if you like.
It's better than watching the horde sweating those big, awful factories and hot, faraway places all stuffy with no air conditioning. We do paperwork here. Without the paper. With our computers. And we love working here. We really do.
There is no scheduled break.
Everyone back to your desks.
I have the EA lightning bolt tattooed on my tummy, see?
Oh.
That's because I love working here. I really do.
But perhaps I could take a look around. Surprisingly, I'm in a position of authority here, Miss Marvelous, so I could give you a guided tour. I mean, there's lots more people working at their computer terminals, if you want to see that, or lots of paper pushers who love working here. Sure.
Excellent. Walk this way.
over here is the really great acquisitions department. Yeah, and over here...
Psst, Duck, in here. The camera monitors can't see us. Quick!
Pody, is this the janitor's closet?
Miss Marvelous, do you want to know the skinny about Electric Athletics?
Yes, yes, I do.
Sleepyville is being blackmailed.
Blackmailed?
That's what I said. Sleepyville has been here a long time, you know, with its Little League team sponsored by the hardware store and its streets named Peewinkle after a founding father or Maple after a tree. You get the picture. But Sleepyville is basically a one-horse town. Stupid Electric Athletics now employs or supports every townsperson here.
Yes?
And now the rats at EA want to change the name of the town to Electricville and the main street to High Tops Avenue. They want everyone to wear their athletic wear and take a cut in pay.
And if you don't agree?
Well, then they're taking all the jobs and handing them out in Mexico. This town will be dust.
Why are you telling me this, Pody? Surely you don't want to lose your job.
My days here are numbered. I'm handing in my notice next week and moving on. Because I got a terrible secret.
Pody, did you pilfer profits?
I'm a smoker.
Oh, what?
I've been a smoker since I was 15. I know it's awful, and I've tried to quit. But God, just thinking about it makes me want to light up. Sometimes I come in here and have a quick puff. Do you mind?
No, go ahead.
They fire you for smoking. It wrecks the EA sporty image, don't you know? In fact, they're trying to make all of Sleepyville a smoke-free zone. Though they'll have trouble with Mayor Parker. He's 3 packs a day. But I hear they don't mind smokers in Tanzania, so maybe I'll get a job there. Oh, my God.
Smoking alert.
They must have put in the new detectors. Help me, Mary, please. The infraction monitors will be here any minute. They're really creepy.
What's behind this wall?
I don't know.
Pody, there are times when X-ray vision really comes in handy. We're in luck. On the other side of this wall is the outside world and your freedom from persecution. Cover your face. Here goes nothing. Oh!
Now what?
You're going to run beside me, fast. And when I pick up steam, I'll sweep you up with me.
You mean
we're going to fly?
Yep.
Here we go. Run, Pody, run. Faster. To the skies we go. Yeah. Oh, I'm flying. Oh, my.
I'm going to put you down on the outskirts of town.
How will I ever repay you?
I want you to call someone. She's a reporter named Muffet Marks. You say that I told you to call and give her the same lowdown you just gave me.
Spill the beans about Electric Athletics in Sleepyville.
Yes, and Pody, how soon can you leave for Tanzania?
Woo! Hang on, we're coming in for a landing.
Oh, this is the life.
Oh, I thought I'd find you here. The best thing this company ever did was put in this executive workout room.
I always take a jacuzzi when the numbers are up.
Mind if I partake?
S'il vous plaît.
Oh, that feels yummy.
What, the jacuzzi? Or the fact that we geniuses had the idée of putting Mary Marvelous in the logo parade?
Sales up 20% in the frumpy housewife category. We're on the glory train.
And the youth market? Apparently all the product with her image is being squirreled away as collector's items.
Good, then somebody will benefit when I quit.
Mary, did I hear you say the verb quit?
No. You signed a contract.
Now watch me break my contract in two. And here's my stupid squeaky sneakers.
Our lawyers will sue the tights off of you.
I don't think EA is going to want me around once they hear this.
In an exclusive interview today, superheroine Mary Marvelous denounced her involvement with Electric Athletics over a blackmailing scheme to force the town of Sleepyville to become no more than a living billboard for the large sportswear company.
You get the idea.
How dare you, you upstart?
I predict a media backlash and plummeting sales. I predict a stop...
It's not mine.
No, it's not mine.
How do you... Hello?
Hey, it worked. Mary, what groceries was I supposed to pick up? I forgot the list. Was it milk?
2% and skim. Tortellini for dinner.
Should I pick up a movie?
Oh, sure.
What's your pleasure?
I don't know, Bob. I'm just kind of in the middle of something right now.
All righty. See you later, Mrs. Fobbs. Just keeping in touch.
Where was I?
Plummeting sales, I think.
You're hilarious, Miss Marvelous. Electric Athletics will take a wee dip, but we can always count on the fashion-conscious apathetic consumers to rise to the occasion. It's a vicious vortex of money madness, and you don't know how to play the sport.
Well, I may not know the rules, but I'm really strong, and I can do this.
Do what?
Get this water swirling around and around like this really, really fast. I'm sorry. That sounded really childish and petty, didn't it? If you make nice, I'll stop.
And the capital of Saskatchewan is...
I'm not telling you.
I forget.
Then learn it.
I'm trying to. What is it?
It starts with an R.
Mom, I just asked you a simple question.
Regina. Oh, Charlie, the wash everywhere.
Gross.
Hi, honey. I'm home.
I need the tortellini.
Oh, darn, I knew I forgot something.
Oh, Bob.
Wasn't there still some in the freezer?
I don't know. I haven't been
Have you been listening to the news?
No.
Well, it's positively ironic that a short time ago, being the square I am, I hadn't even heard of Electric Athletics. And now every time I turn around, it's in the news. Apparently, that Mary Marvelous woman exposed a blackmail scheme in Sleepyville.
She did?
Of course, they've already got the spin doctors working overtime with false promises to clean up their act.
Ugh.
The initial stock market plunge has already started to recover.
Is there no justice in the world? Is there no punishment for the wicked? How can one hope to make a difference?
I didn't want to bring it up before, but I don't really like the runners you got me.
You don't?
Yeah, I mean, I know I asked for Electric Athletics, but...
Bravo,
you know,
Harriet. You can't bear their unethical practices. You're not going to be swayed by a slick publicity campaign.
No, it's just that they squeak.
Aren't they supposed to?
Well, yeah, when they were cool, but now...
Yes?
Emma has these new running shoes that are so cool. They light up when you walk and play reggae music. They come in blue, purple, green, and pink. They are so comfortable. $100.
Oh, Harriet.
That was Mary Goes Logo by Beverly Cooper. In the cast, Catherine Disher was Mary Fobbs, John Jarvis was her husband Bob, Dara Perlmutter was Harriet, Barbara Gordon was Mary's mother Wanda, and Deborah Drakeford was the reporter Muffet Marks. The sound effects were by Matt Wilcott. Mary Marvelous was produced and directed in Toronto by Linda Grierson. The executive producer was James Roy. You're listening to The Roundup on CBC Radio 1. My name is Andrea Hunter. Coming up in the next half hour, is the symphony orchestra going the way of the dodo? That's coming up right after the CBC News.
You're listening to CBC Radio 1, 91.5 in Ottawa.